summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Morning, Michael. Now, of course, we know that oil has plumbed to new 12-year lows below $30 a barrel. What's your sense of the next development on this front?
I think oil's going to continue to fall. I think there's just tremendous overcapacity. We obviously have slowing emerging market growth. And unless OPEC does something, and there are rumblings, OPEC is going to have a special meeting. The reality is that the oil is going to continue to flow and prices are going to continue to fall.
Well, of course, Morgan Stanley's talked about $20 a barrel. Goldman's wasn't that long ago that they said it's going to go to zero. What's your sense of where the realistic levels might be, Michael?
Well, I don't think zero is realistic, but I think $20 to $25 a barrel is very realistic. That's only 15 or 20% below where it is right now. So at this point, I believe that's likelihood what's going to be happening is oil is going to get to that level. You have to understand that the companies are having trouble making their debt payments. And if they have trouble making their debt payments, all they can do is continue to pump. As they continue to pump, that's going to continue to push supply up and prices down.
Well, knowing what we know about oil prices and how they used to be as high as $140-odd a barrel, and knowing that there's much more room to rise now than there is to fall, is it time to perhaps look at some oil companies, Michael, to play the contrarian game? And if so, what part of the value chain do you think might be interesting?
Well, I think if you're going to play the contrarian game, you have to understand that you could very easily play a contrarian game that causes you to lose 20 or 30% of your money. But if you're willing to play that type of game, the kind of companies I would be looking at would be companies that have a diversified mix in the oil energy sector. Companies, U.S. multinationals such as Chevron or Exxon, I think, are a reasonable choice. Still have protected dividends because of their asset sales they can make to fund their dividends. That's, I think, where I would go at this point, given the uncertainty.
Well, the big phenomenon that is also affecting oil prices is said to be China. And in your view, Michael, how much of a role does its perceived waning demand affect oil prices?
I think it does affect oil prices. I think it's, frankly, more the perception. People aren't really sure what's happening with the Chinese economy, if, in fact, it's going to continue to fall farther down in terms of bottoming process. So it's really the uncertainty that is really causing all the concerns. People just don't know how bad things are going to get in China. And I think that certainly is a heavy weight on energy prices.
Now, if the consensus is right, Michael, and oil plums another 10, 15, perhaps 20% lower, what are the cataclysmic events that might take place? You know, for example, a major high-cost oil producer imploding, for example, Venezuela, for example.
Well, that certainly is a risk, and I think every $5 prices go down and stay down, that certainly is going to be a risk. I think we're going to have to get used to the fact that you're going to start to see energy producers, maybe not companies, excuse me, countries, but perhaps companies, are going to have difficulty making their payments really around the entire commodity sector. Certainly areas such as Australia that have heavy reliance on commodities. So there's a number of companies, I think, that will really be struggling to make their bills, let alone make their dividend payments. I think before bankruptcy, though, I think what you start to see is dividends going away, and that's what investors need to be aware of.
And, of course, switching to shares and the Chinese share markets have dropped something like 15% already year-to-date. You know, what's your sense of the equity markets in China? Have they reached some sort of equilibrium, Michael, or do you think there's more downside remaining?
Well, it's hard to really see what the upside is right now when you consider what's happening with China in terms of the uncertainty. So at this point, I think there probably is more downside than there is upside at this point. I mean, China certainly has had difficulties. It certainly has had difficulties that in stimulating their economy, and I think that's going to continue to happen. The central bankers seem to be grasping at straws at this point. So, you know, China certainly remains a concern, and I think it's not for the light of heart. There are plenty of valuation formulas out there to suggest that even though China has fallen, it has fallen significantly so and still has plenty of ways to go if you're looking at real valuation numbers. So I don't think China's out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination.
So then the next question clearly is, to what extent does the China-share malaise affect the rest of the world? How much of a contagion effect can we expect, Michael?
Well, you're going to see a huge contagion effect in terms of sentiment, and that's why you see the U.S. market, for example, trading off so much, even though China really isn't affecting the U.S. market in terms of the actual economics of everything. But I think it's going to continue to be a huge issue. I mean, you're starting to see news reports. Royal Bank of Scotland came out and said this today, actually, that there potentially is another 2008 brewing, and instead of Lehman Brothers collapsing, it's going to be China collapsing. I think that's an overstatement. I don't think that China is anywhere remotely near the way Lehman Brothers or Bear Stearns was, but I do think you are going to see continued uncertainty in China continue to drive market volatility around the world.
All right, Michael, thanks so much for your time. That was Dr. Michael A. Yoshikami, the Chief Executive of the Destination Wealth Management out of San Francisco, USA, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!